Psalm 45, Preface. In this elegant psalm, David says of Jesus Christ our King, "Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness." To dwell with this King in the New Jerusalem, we must possess the most perfect righteousness without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And because we are sinners, and perfection is beyond our reach, therefore our King dresses us in His own livery, accounting to us His obedience to the law and His atonement for our sin. For this purpose He was of God made unto us righteousness, that in Him we might be made that righteousness which avails before God. The souls dressed in His own righteousness, the King acknowledges as His subjects, and loves them as His brothers and sisters. But this King hates wickedness. Transgression is odious to Him. He abhors it as an abomination, and those consenting to the service of sin, He does no more acknowledge as His citizens. Hence, we must flee sin as the most dangerous poison of the soul. The sin yet dwelling in our members, we must not suffer to rule over us, but must crucify the flesh with the affections and lusts. The subjects are to be like unto their King, loving righteousness, hating wickedness, avoiding sin, and walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. A strong persuasive for following holiness is contained in the 45th Psalm. Prophecy of Christ our King and the Church His Bride. To the chief musician upon Shoshananim. For the sons of Korah, Maskil, a song of loves. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear, forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift, even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within, her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee for ever and ever. Summary. This is a prophecy of the gospel and kingdom of Christ in beautiful, attractive, and impressive words. It pictures Christ in His royal majesty, beautiful, eloquent, equipped with glittering armor, prosperous in war, just, mild, and gracious. And He possesses a bride arrayed in royal apparel of wrought gold and the finest of needlework. All this is an emblem of the spiritual gifts with which Christ adorns His bride, the Church, as well as of His war and victory over Satan, sin, death, and hell. Clearly, does this psalm also foretell the abolition of the old covenant of the law, charging the king's daughter to forget her own people and her father's house, the Jewish synagogue, and to worship this king as God, besides whom there is no other God? It gives to this king the honor of divine worship, calls him God, and makes him an everlasting king who rules in righteousness and takes away sin. Being an everlasting king, he is, by nature, God, and able to save his bride. Prayer. Lord Jesus, our King and Savior, make us thy subjects, and so guide and govern us, that as loyal subjects, we may serve thee in true faith and a good conscience all the days of our life. Adorn our souls with thy righteousness, that white robe in which we shall be found pleasing to thy Father and worthy to dwell with him. Amen.